Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
I have someone send me a link real quick before we get in the FOF line. Ooh. That Obama signed an order in effect in 2010 where it pretty much outlawed that word on laws, medical documents, any government documents. See, that's odd to me. It was a medical term. That's odd. And, you know, people misuse words. I get it. I want no one to hurt or feel, you know.
Why would you need to put that word on government documents?
Because it was an illness. Like, they were saying on any kind of medical documents or anything that government documents.
Look at that. Looking out for you. Not only did he pay for the weapons Reagan tried to steal, he banned the R word.
Yeah, and he went and apologized to all the countries that we bombed and our men and women died for on those years.
See, that's the fun back and forth. People will have this conversation at lunch and they'll want to fight each other.
Okay, yeah, well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Like close friends, like people who don't just work together like you and I. People who generally care about each other outside of the workplace.
Not him.
And
because you know what? Lindsey Graham proposed a new bill that's going to be a record for bipartisan strike down, but it's going to draw both parties together. And that's during the shutdown. Each politician should have to forfeit their pay.
They should.
So I imagine they're all going to come back to Washington to vote a big no on that and then go back home. Because it says now they have to draw a salary during the shutdown. But Lindsey's like, you know what? We should be punished. We shouldn't get to do that.
Well, I agree. If you can't make up your mind.
Yeah, but imagine
what should you be paid for?
That's like being on the, because not everybody's voting against it. That's like being on a jury. Then you've got that one person who's like, I don't see any proof.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
like, come on, you son of a gun.
It's a hung jury.
Well, thank you, Paige. I didn't get that one. I got the regular one.
Yeah, apparently.
There was no chance of that person getting the death penalty at all.
And when you have to sit in the room and there's only one bathroom, it's like being in the waiting room all together, all 13 of you, and being by that bathroom and hearing everything that comes and goes from there. It's a terrible situation. Oh my God, I don't wish it on anybody.
It wasn't me, it was my horn.
No, I didn't have to go.
Who drew the word bathroom on my chest? How did that get there?
No, it was awful. Thank God we agreed.
Amen.
This fella here has got beef, not with Walmart, but with people who go to Walmart.
The people love.
Oh.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Well, why is he hating she?
Well, you finna go and find out, as the kids say. Six
they.
Or seven.
They.
So, I got beef with people at Walmart. I'm about tired of going into Walmart and having to smell y'all motherfuckers. You walk by and it's like a trash can just walked by. Why show before you come the out in public and move your damn buggy at the same time?
Now, why are you going up smelling people?
Oh, yeah, I mean, sometimes you can't help it. You sometimes just...
Yeah, it just permeates.
Or it just, somebody walks by and you're like...
I tell you what aggravates me.
It's
see
like
this.
Po-cat.
I see this every time. You'll have, you know, bored teenagers going in there with their parents. So they like to hop on the little carts and they'll race each other around the store.
I despise that.
Then you got, you know, people who really need them, mm-hmm. who can't get in them because your stupid kids want to ride them around like go-karts.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't understand. I assume those have a tracker on it. And again, I'm not going to tell you which location, but one Walmart into their, like, where they take people, where they think, and I wasn't shoplifting. I know somebody and they were showing me, and dude, it looked like the FBI command center inside of Walmart.
Where they're watching everybody.
Yeah.
They sure are.
I mean, it was unparalleled from what was outside in the store to back there. It was like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it was insane. But those things are chipped, and you know if they see them going around. I mean, I don't know. You gotta, the parents should say something. But then again, you can't, as an adult, say, hey, kid, get off that, because then their parent, even though they may agree, they'd be like, well, are you trying to tell my kid what to do?
I wonder why they identify their loss prevention people now. They got black vests. They used to be undercover cops in there doing it from time to time.
Is that why they don't have automatic doors anymore there?
No, they still do. Only the one I go to, at least. I would not go to one where you have to pull the door open.
Really?
I'm coming here to spend money, not work. Okay?
He makes him get his wallet out of his pocket for him.
He does.
Yep.
I got to...
He won't open the door for handicapped people, I see.
I don't think you can use that word, Paige.
You can't.
Persons. All right.
Handicapped persons.
People.
This guy at work is getting harassed. I don't support it. He's tired of it. And
you don't support harassment?
I don't support the harassment. He's tired of it. Well, in this case.
Oh, okay.
He's got a name, okay? His name's on his hard hat. So learn how to read and call him the right name.
All right, this one goes to this new foreman on my job site. You fat f***. My name is not f***ing baby. My name is on the f***ing hard hat. Read it. Say it. Quit calling me you baby. I ain't your f***ing baby. And quit bullshitting everybody on the job. We all know that you ain't got a 550-acre farm in Texas. We all know you don't sell Wendy's all their f***ing cattle. Quit lying to everybody. Do your damn job. Quit bullshitting and just f***ing go to work. God.
If you're going to lie to somebody, you got to make it somewhat believable, right?
Yeah.
Plus, like, if he's making all that beef money with Wendy's, why is he a foreman at that place?
Yeah, like, why would you even start there?
Yeah. Also, you know, I imagine an older gentleman, and we talked about this recently, actually. It might be why he was calling. How, and I'm saying men, like, by 80 and up.
Old-timers.
Would call everyone babe or baby.
I remember someone who did.
Dusty Rhodes would say.
I like doing
hey,
it.
Baby.
Dusty Rhodes would, dude, our beer buddy. It's an older kind of, and maybe not even associated with Southern gentlemen, whatever, but like it's, I don't think it's a speaking down to.
Come
like
on.
The word babe, I mean, the fact, Babe Ruth.
George
babe,
Herman.
Babe. I mean, maybe not the greatest anymore, but one of the goats, one of the boats of baseball, best of all time. His nickname was what we call girls. It was also the time when happy meant gay. I mean, yeah. See this parallel universe right now where words change and people are like, what?
Why do you think they call Christy the Big Six? Think about that.
Oh,
you got
that
Paige's
was big
attention. Then.
Then. Yeah.
Come up here in my office, baby. It's bigger than the whole plant.
Yeah. Then you had people like Pepitone come to the Yankees organization and change things.
Oh, yeah. Pepitone was, he was on display.
Like a horse.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll take a little break, and then when we come back, we got a lady talking about the full moon. We had a full moon a couple weeks ago, I guess it was. Mm. Kind of messed with her pretty hard that day.
Uh-oh.
Also, this chick is wanting her husband to stop messing with the family budget.
Hell yeah.
Just leave it alone. Let her run it. Quit trying to mess it up.
I do think that there needs to
bastard.
Be
one person in control.
Yeah. Not in a control thing, but like one person who's like, all right, I'll do this. You kind of go through the chores or whatever.
Somebody needs to realize the account, which is coming in and money coming in, instead of like going out all the time.
Like my grandma would always say, too many cooks in the hen house.
And we all know what the good book says about this, right? So we have to defer to that. So sorry, ladies, but supposed to be subservient.
You know? Oh, I thought you were talking about the emissions of a donkey.
And you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to yield to the husband, so he's going to be holding the book.
That's misunderstood.
It is. Oh. It absolutely is.
So it's not like it's coming from a couple simps?
No, it came from a time when that part of the world, that kind of stuff was observed. But two countries over, the woman was the queen.
I mean, in
Cleopatra and others.
I think my husband
was. Was she real or is that a mythical character?
You know, that's a great question.
You know, God, I honest to God, I'm looking at you saying, I don't know if I just made a joke or if that was a confession, but I don't know if Cleopatra was a...
I don't know if there was a Wizard of Oz and a Wiz.
Oh, my God.
My husband was a great man, great protector, but he couldn't budget anything to save his life.
Okay. So she was. She was the like I said, the queen. I didn't even know she was real. The queen of Egypt from 69 B.C. to 30 B.C. Isn't it weird? They can pinpoint that, you know, the day and the year that she was born, the day and year she died. But then we have buildings in this country. We don't know what year they were built. Wild.
So we cut them and look at the steel.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More of the FOF line. If you're mad right now, if you're one of those words that are outlawed now, 864-241-4318. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. Is it going to get good?
Is it going to get good? Oh, it's done got good.
Talk about that fart that just somehow wafted its way over.
That is not good.
Like, are you setting me up for another
you
one?
Keep it, not mine.
Hey.
Hey.
I need to tell you something.
Feel good.
I knew it. You cannot.
He cannot.
Like, you don't cue it up right ever.
What? Feel good.
And I love it. Like, if you want to show me a video, you got to, like, you flash your phone away real quick and wait till it restarts.
I showed you a video.
And then you're like, look right now. Like, it's never queued up to where it's supposed to be.
Didn't I send you the best video yet?
Paige sent me a video of a kid who evidently doo-dooed an entire room.
That was a fake video. Not AI, but the mom did that for hits. The kid couldn't have doo-dooed up the wall like that.
Like across the floor, like it's some kind of Pollock painting in the room?
Yeah.
That's why I don't go into your tiny bathroom downstairs, because that's the way I think of it.
She was trying to win 10K from Alfonso Rivera. And
like, we already know they go up their entire backs. That's why these diapers got to have blowout barriers. Because kids like it will spray.
Wow.
But this room was like...
unbelievable.
Coated.
I don't know. I was just gonna...
Damn it.
It's every time.
Okay, one more try.
Makes me feel good. All right.
Look at how Roy Parker hooking you up.
It does.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah, when I'm down and out, busting makes me feel
good.
Busting
some ghosts.
Well, what about a full moon? Does a full moon make you feel good? I'm not talking about the kind I could show you right now. Talking about the ones up in the air.
It makes me howl.
Well, that piece missing in yours is kind of like a crescent moon.
It's crazy.
Hey, Raz guys. I'm just calling to echo the guy from last week when he was saying, a Monday. Well, how about a full moon? Oh, my God. I work in healthcare. And if anybody that you know works in healthcare, we're superstitious. These full moons just have everything so f***ed up. I was driving to work and my phone accidentally called 911 on its own.
No.
And then I get to work, I get f***ing puked on and f***ing s*** on. This traffic, oh my God. I'm just ready for this s*** to be over with.
I see it.
Literally.
She's one of the wet bandits in Home Alone, and she just goes into a room and just gets sprayed. Or like Men at Work, where he opens the locker.
It's got to be like the hardest job ever.
What is glitter?
What? Now
glitter.
You're talking.
Glitter.
Hey.
Glitter bombs.
I like your word.
Glitter. Damn.
That's a clinical term. I don't know like why.
Well,
I
men can't find it.
Some glitter bomb. Some of them stand out.
They can't see those bombs.
Did you hear that, Rob? You getting the show you wanted today?
Yeah, really.
Ask and you shall receive. Hey, folks. Call Rob.com.
You know, there is a there's a pet store supply place or whatever, and they have a name for a little area in the thing, and I'm like, God, I bet y'all say the wrong name all the time when you're talking about the Critter Club. I bet you sometimes you've said the wrong name. You've called it the Blanker Crib. You've messed it up.
Rob's got you for dog bites, medical malpractice, if you meet genitalia that's way too large and intimidating for your liking.
Yeah. I mean, for real.
That's scary.
If you're in healthcare and you get crapped and vomited on.
Oh, Lord.
The big Montana's.
I can't do body fluids.
Sliding too far off the bone.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, you're no Bonnie Blue.
God bless her, though. She said, as you know, people in healthcare are superstitious. I didn't. I knew they were all like
I've heard it before.
Horned sex freaks.
That full moons, you get a little crazy people in the... You know,
yeah, but they themselves, I didn't realize.
You got to set your moon water out.
Hey.
This lady does the budget at the house.
Are you making a joke, or do you really like have some...
I don't do that, but a lot of people do the moon water. I don't know what it does.
He threw cinnamon outside, too.
We got half a silo that we're using for that.
Just for...
Not like easily silo that big.
I can't go get a Philly and a donut. And,
yeah, for rainwater.
Park at the ghetto Hardee's and walk across?
First half of it would be...
So don't leave water out like that unless you want to...
feed animals.
Well, yeah.
I put a Dixie cup of whiz outside and it balances out the chakras or whatever.
You can get mosquitoes. That's up to you. Mosquitoes,
I also
things.
Throw about a pound of Alka-Seltzers in there and make a little hot tub out of it. Kind of situation.
That's fun.
This goes out to my husband. You want a gun? I get it. You're an American Republican, but I'm tired of you throwing into our budget without even consulting me. I'm so tired of it, man. I'm trying to pull money out of my ass. I don't know what to do. You're pissing me the off.
There's a sign.
It's dirty money.
Yeah, they don't like bra money and they don't like ass money.
Mm-mm.
When you go to the store.
Who does that?
Well, don't they make bras with...
Don't you have a wallet?
Well, a prison one. Don't they make bras with pockets?
If somebody handed me... some money that they took out of their pants. That way I would say, I'm sorry, I'm not accepting that.
Also, my grandma turned down money at a yard sale one time. It was like, I mean, it was less than $10, but the woman put out of her bra, and it was during the summer. My grandma said, no,
it's during the summer.
I said, you could take that upstairs. No, I'd probably have to take it, but I put my gloves on first.
Any truth to the rumor breakout bras is going to start breakout balls? We'll figure that one out.
I think if they can lift the breast, they can do the same thing for your droopy testicles.
Man, that would be nice, actually.
Yours are droopy?
Well,
I'm 42.
Well, if you have that problem. I'm not saying you personally, because...
There's this guy on TikTok who sells underwear with...
support.
Yeah, but it's like, that's all it is. It's like the support up front. It's kind of like wearing a jock.
I imagine when you have dingle dangles like that, it's hard to run.
Now, see, you're making it sound dirty, like somebody doesn't wipe good. That's like something else.
Yeah, that's dingleberries.
I mean, don't they just flop everywhere?
That was a cartoon, the Wild Dingleberries.
I mean, there's no muscle to hold them up. They're just dangling.
Well, I mean, they're connected to, like, you know, tubes and things. But, yeah, I mean, like, not even from, like, an older standpoint, but that's something that should have always been. Like, a little cupping there because, you know, as a man, when you've...
Yeah.
Men now sit like women.
What?
I can't.
Cross leg.
Yes. I don't know how. Like, if I see you on TV sitting there with your leg...
It's comfortable.
Like this. All the way across, you have nothing between your legs. You can't. Yeah. I sat all over my balls all the time. I do, and it hurts.
Sit.
Squish them together.
It hurts.
See, now.
So I sit there, and it may not look Mr. Gentleman or whatever, but my God, when I sit down, I pull them things up.
But maybe.
And then I sit down, and all right.
Break out jock straps or jocks, whatever you want to call them, can help and pad that area so you can cross your legs and it won't hurt.
Well, I don't necessarily want to cross my legs, but I'm just saying, like, it's kind of hard to cross. And I'm not saying I'm sitting there, but like, it's there needs to be some support there. Like when I had my hip surgery, they gave me this little, it's almost like a donut they give you when you have hemorrhoids.
Uh-huh.
But it's like something I was supposed to sit on to keep my posture right, and it's like this little donut, yeah. And it even was.
Kind of like cupped in the gel front covering.
It was literally a little dip in the bottom of it for my gonads to lay in.
Oh yeah,
it was wonderful.
It could be called, instead of a bean bag, a ball bag.
You know, we don't sit around and make up tons of names for your cooter.
I understand how they're funny, the crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate those kind words.
A lot of positive feedback.
A lot of positive feedback. Yeah, and for those that are asking, yeah, I know his last name was Davenport. A lot of fans don't know that; they just knew Cooter, but his name was Cooter Davenport. It was actually mentioned on several episodes.
Yeah,
the real guy's name was Ben Jones.
Oh,
so
okay,
just pointing that out. You ain't gonna get me on Duke stuff. I mean, not, except the
you know
the cartoon.
Duke.
I refused as a child to watch the Dukes of Hazzard cartoon.
Was that such a thing?
Yeah, it wouldn't let them jump the car. The car tires blew up real big, like it was Bigfoot, and it jumped. It wouldn't drive. It jumped. It was so lame. Worse than Cap Candy, Camp Candy.
Oh yeah, that was not good. I forgot about that until I watched the documentary.
Yeah, me too. Worse than Honk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Honk.
It wasn't even them talking.
Well, this guy right here has got a job to do, and you should probably move over so he can do said job, or he's going to remember what you drive and come looking for you.
Oh, Lord, he's working on the roads.
To the son of a bitch in the white Ford Ranger with the camper cover. They didn't want to move the over for the red Dodge wheel lift truck driver. You son of a bitch. I'm on the side of the damn road doing a f***ing job to provide for my family. And you want to drive by right by me and not move over and then yell f*** you to me. Next time you see me, come get some, bitch. I'll stop a mud hole in your ass.
Well,
tell you you're welcome. Your cornbread just must not be cooked all the way through, you stupid f***. It's the law. Move over. F***ing idiot. Go back and get a reevaluation done on your license.
Reevaluation.
God, I know what word you had to bleep there. That sounds strange coming out of his mouth.
A devil's advocate would say, why don't you fix a car further off the road? Why do you have to work so close in the damn highway?
Well, I mean, where the car, it was a wreck. So you, if it actually happened in the middle of the road, they got to pull it to one side or the other.
Yep.
And it's only on really like, you know, I mean, major highways. But even parts of 85, there's not like a shoulder.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's not a shoulder. There's just not.
So I
saw the other, let's see, today's Friday, so Wednesday, an ambulance going through a... hospital truck was going to kind of a residential kind of area over off Piedmont Park Road. And... you know, it's a two-lane road. Folks, still, if the ambulance is not in your lane, let's say an ambulance is coming toward you, still get over. Still get over. Because people were not doing that. And then there was a four-way stop there. So four-way stop, car pulled here, car pulled there. Ambulance couldn't go nowhere because it's a two-lane road. So you got to just pull over.
If it's oncoming, I never pull over if it's oncoming. You pull over?
Yes. Because if there's something behind me, another car that isn't pulled over, they might in that same way get stuck in it.
I don't want them taking my spot too in traffic.
Well,
then I got to use them up.
I always pull over.
9 times out of 10, it's a serious thing they got to get to.
Yeah.
You know, other times it'd be like,
if it's
lunch.
Your relative, you'd want them to get there as fast as they can.
It depends on which one. Give me a list. I'm
okay,
kidding.
Fat boy.
You're not. 864. You know, this will be the first time I've given the number. 864-241-4318. And I'm not saying, oh, everybody knows it. We just gotten here going on this stuff, man.
Yeah, this is the reason why you shouldn't ask people how much money they make, and you shouldn't learn how much money people make. This is going to create dissension, like it has with this lady right here.
See, that there again is another thing that's really strange, because, like, my mom and dad, you know, they both worked the textile mill, and everyone knew how much everybody got paid. Everyone knew that.
Oh, that sucks, too.
But I don't know if it does or doesn't. Like,
don't tell them we got a raise. Got a quarter, because that's what you would get, maybe, a quarter an hour.
I don't remember what the raises were, but I just remember, like, it was just so. I guess unions up north and stuff stopped that, or we stopped it down here, because I don't know where it came from. But
we don't have unions down here.
Right? No, we don't. I'm saying, like, that's maybe why down here we never talked about it. But up there, if you're in a union, you kind of know what everybody's getting paid, because, you know.
I know AT&T has one. I don't know if UPS has one or not.
Well, FedEx does.
The thing is about the union is it scale that you. It makes sense that if you're doing the job, you're going to get what you should earn. And I appreciate that so much. Mm-hmm. Working in AFTRA and working for our union TV station and also other things that were union.
It's I respectable. Worked on AFTRA.
It's respectable.
Yeah. Look,
AFTRA.
We all want more, right? Who's going to turn down more?
They're going to give anything unless you ask for it.
Well, this chick's threatening to get a new job. So we'll see if she follows through with it.
Just want to give a big old off to my soon-to-be ex-employer. You really shouldn't have had me write checks this week, because now I know you're paying one of the motherfuckers that spend their time off all gosh dang day. The same amount that you're paying me, I haul your shit around in my personal f***ing vehicle. You don't pay my truck payment. You don't pay my f***ing insurance. You've got me jumping from job to job, f***ing day after day, putting f***ing miles and wear and tear on my vehicle. And this motherfucker gets to sit on the same job every day. You don't get him f***ing hopping jobs. You don't have him hauling your shit around in his teeny tiny car. It's not even his f***ing car. His mom drives him to work every f***ing day. Now I know how underappreciated I really am. Hopefully, if y'all play this, I won't be working for this motherfucker anymore. It's pretty f***ing sad that I have to call a voicemail to vent my frustrations so I can get through the f***ing day. You're lucky you are on vacation right now, because if you weren't, I'd have your f***ing ball.
Hey.
I'm glad we were there for her.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah, yep. Lady.
You know,
I
what,
though?
Like, she already felt, you know, too much was being asked of her. But then when she sees that number, you know, it's like, yeah.
It's awakening.
I had a man years ago. I had a situation like that. Not like that, but a situation. And I couldn't explain, like, that gut feeling. This was actually pre-radio. This was it was another job, but God.
So does the thought ever enter your mind, like, and it, I guess, train myself this way. If you find out somebody's making more money, you assume there's a good reason, right?
No.
Or you try to figure out what the reason is. Like,
there's always nepotism in,
like,
situations.
What? And it even, like, you could chalk it up to seniority, I guess. With some people.
Or when that person got hired, the company might have been in a better place than when you got hired.
Yeah, that too. If that person works different or does different things,
yeah,
could be more efficient at some things. Like, people automatically see, like, a bigger number and, like, well, I should get that. Why am I not getting that?
So, it used to be a thing where, you know, people talked about that, but now it's not. Like, they don't tell us here, hey, don't talk about how much money you make, but it's kind of like a thing where
it should be respectful in a corporation. You don't. That's just business etiquette.
But it didn't used to be that way, though.
Yeah, it did.
No, like I said, my parents knew how much everybody in the plant got
made.
Oh,
I thought you meant our situation.
Oh, God, no.
You'd never go in and ask people that, because they're under contract and that's not nobody's business. But people ask me that all the time, or they assume they know how much I make.
I actually prefer when they look up my net worth on the internet. It's way better than real life. But With that said, though, did that call, was that, hey, don't talk about how much you make, was that to, for the bosses to protect in their ass, or was it because they knew employees would get mad at each other?
That part.
So I don't know. Like, I'm thinking about it from the way we were raised. And I know it's a, you know, region of the country cultural thing. That's one of the things you never asked.
Well, here's the situation. There's, say you work for a business and you hire someone that's your friend and you pay them more because that's your friend, or you have your son coming to work for you. And
we need an intern.
People look, I'm not saying him specifically, but in a situation that I had worked for in the past, and the son is a goof off, but he makes more than the people that are actually working hard and selling the product.
Yeah.
That kind of situation, I can see how that causes dissension. Oh,
enough about
ranks.
Spartanburg, Paige.
Plus, people don't like to admit it.
No, but I mean, you know.
But if you brown nose a little and it, like, it works, like, that's going to factor into it too. Like, if I were a boss, I'd probably pay somebody a little more if they're a little more fun to be around.
But fun to be around, but like a brown noser, like, even if you know the game, they're just,
you know, the
I would despise that as a boss.
You know, the sports phrase, good locker room guy. He's a good locker room. Yeah, it's like that at work.
There was somebody that worked here and would always just go tattletale all the time. And it's such a headache to have to go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Was it Beach Bob?
No.
Who was it?
Just somebody.
Bob McLean.
And it was annoying.
Was it Ray Hammers?
Stone Man.
No.
I'm not telling anybody anything.
It was very annoying.
God, I don't know who it was. That's funny.
Because I remember one time I had to go and there was another person.
Rob Brown.
No.
Was it some guy
in the past? In the past. Where this person went.
Cato Keller.
Not no. This person.
I'm going to start naming them.
Would let girls into the office and something allegedly happened.
Oh, it's Tara then.
Oh, it was Chase Murphy.
And he would take pictures of these girls without pants on.
All right, I'm not
on.
Guessing no more names around what
Because you don't know them. And he would. Have them sit on the copier and take pictures.
Oh, God, I know who you're talking about now.
And I was asked all these questions. No, I wasn't even there.
You miss all the fun stuff.
And then, you know, other things that were stolen out of someone's office. And I was like, I don't know anything about that. I do not know.
We didn't know anything about it till somebody had a Christmas party years later and we went and saw some of the awards hanging in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a giant you to the city of posting on my door saying my grass is too long for you. Okay? There's neighbors with lawn chairs and all this other broken bullshit on their porch. Couches, all this horseshit on their porch, but my grass is offensive to these motherfuckers. You. I work 10 hours a day. I don't got time to come home and cut my grass. And I enjoy my weekends. And a giant you to my piece of landlord, you fat mother you and your $900 rent for this piece of house that I rent, even though I call and say broken, you don't got the time to fix it, but you want me to cut my lawn when you say so. You.
Now, I will say, that was a strong performance. He told his landlord off, but he reminded me of somebody who did it perfectly. Talk about it. You remember this guy who told his landlord where he could stick it?
I want to say, you. No, I'm sorry. A big, merry, hairy, you to my landlord. Fat piece of you walrus looking tub of lard. I've been there 14 months and never missed a payment. You son of a bitch. You moved where you pay rent more than you change your fat underwear. One time I didn't get it to the drop box on the day I said I was going to because I worked hard the night before, you fat bitch. One time. Then you want to send me a text talking about you don't have the time or patience to run down money. You fat son of a bitch, you ain't never run in your life and you ain't never had to run me down. You hairy mother walrus looking piece of God. You. I can't wait till I buy my own plate because I'm going to tell you where to stick them keys and your rent money.
Where?
And oh, you're going to give me my deposit too. And whenever I'm moved out, I'm going to call you and tell your fat ass that I don't have the time and patience to wait on my deposit. How about that? You. Good morning. And me.
Wow.
That was perfect.
Oh, man. That is one of the best roasts ever. That is
brutal. He's stuck there until he gets his own place.
Better than our last one. It was good. It was strong.
Good for him.
My last what?
Stand your
roast.
Ground.
Oh.
It's been a rough couple weeks in here.
It ain't done it.
FOF before last and FF, last roast.
What was FOF? Oh, well, when you get mad and upset.
Rich Rod Randish.
Are you mad? You call the FOF line. No need to talk passive aggressively about me on Facebook. I looked at you, Paige, but it's not. No, it wasn't. No.
This is a different situation.
No, it's not. I swear.
Everybody else does. That's okay.
Might have to have an intervention.
I know. I don't. I was shocked. I was like, God, that is.
It felt like a boiled.
You hateful.
Felt like a boiled. What's that word? Boiled over.
It's very, very odd. But anyway, 864-241-4318, and you could be on the FOF line. Especially if you, how about this? If your kids go trick-or-treating tonight and they go to places that don't get good candy, give them his phone number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
God. I'd love to hear some griping kids.
And they call the neighbors out.
Yeah. Well, they gave us some little cinnamon, little candies. You know, them little butterscotches and things.
Walrus looking fat.
Oh, yeah. Brock's.
Paige, let me ask you something right now.
Something. What?
No. Now, that's when I say, tell me something. I said, I want to ask you something.
Okay,
you said something.
What do you want to ask me?
What are you working on the play?
I am working on who is going to be reclaiming Ride the Lightning. All that more coming up next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Going to reclaim it.
Do
they own the song? Mm-hmm. Or is it a Geffen thing? They're going to do our version. They're going to do like Taylor Swift.
Is Lightning a new toy at the Adam and Eve by chance? We don't know about.
Could be.
Grease Lightning.
Oh, wow.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.